Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. We are launching our very first episode on March 3rd, 2020. That is a Tuesday. So while you are here, definitely hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the awesome shows that we're going to be coming out with. We have some great stuff planned for you, and it all circles around transportation, people who drive for a living. Whether you're a truck driver, a police officer, a fireman, a bus driver, if you're out in the roads for a living and you see some crazy stuff, shoot us an email at hammerlanelegends@gmail.com, and we'll have you on the show to chop it up with us and talk about the crazy stuff that we see out on the road. And until March 3rd, to hold you over, here is a quick promo of what to expect with Hammer Lane Legends. Let's go. Obviously, I'm sure you've had lots of different experiences out on the road over the years and stuff. You've probably seen crazy things. And this show is about people coming on and sharing some of their stories and experiences from the road. And you and I connected on Facebook, and it turns out, you know, a while ago, I think you said it was back in the 70s or something, you actually saw a guy commit suicide while you were driving. What happened there?
Well, I was working for a company called Concord Leasing, and anybody from Canada will recognize the name. Then they went to Concord Transport, and they're gone now. And I was driving a Ford Louisville day cab, and I would load glass for cars out of Scarborough, Ontario, run it down to Findlay, Ohio, 5 days a week, which in a day cab gave me about 3,200 miles a week, which is a pretty big week for a young kid. I think I was about 20 years old, somewhere around there. So occasionally, they would give me a backhaul out of the Detroit area. So one day up near where they used to play baseball up there on the east side of Detroit there, around 75 and 94, there was a baseball diamond there. And I went into an old warehouse there, and I loaded a load of cowhides. And I was taking that back to Toronto. And it took me most of the day to load a load of cowhides, like July, August, like a nice summer day, nice, clear, sunny day. So I finally get my load on. I get my customs papers done. And I start heading towards the bridge. And I was lucky there was a little bit of a lineup at the cash box, but not much. I mean, a matter of a couple minutes. So I start climbing the hill for the Ambassador Bridge, which is a pretty big pull, right? Like I was grossed out. I was overloaded for the States. I was probably up around 90,000 pounds. And I'm pulling up the bridge. And you know, in that scene for the 70s show where Eric's sitting on the hood of his car, you know, that Vista Cruiser, that big station wagon, yeah, with the broken windshield on the top? One of those goes roaring past me as I'm climbing the hill. I'm up near the top. And the reason I noticed him, when he passed me, he had his foot right to the floor, and with those two barrel carburetors and the exhaust, and it would just hiss as it went past you. And I thought, boy, look at him go. So I picked up another gear and I'm climbing the bridge, and which is a pretty good pull. And he pulled over in front of me, just hammered the brakes on and pulled over in front of me. And I went, son of a gun, what's he doing? He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me, maybe 50 feet in front of me. And the one thing I remember was kind of like the Wile E. Coyote cartoons, you know, where he falls off a cliff and he kind of pauses there for a second, then he drops out of sight.
Yeah.
It was exactly like that. Just exactly like that. He just kind of hung there in the air for like a split second, and, you know, his arms and legs all spread out in this look on his face that I'll never really forget. And just dropped out of sight. And the car door was open. The car was running. So I went, what am I going to do? You know, like, what do you do? It's not like I can catch him at this point. So I got in the left lane and I passed him, and I went up over top of the bridge and I came down to customs, and there was a woman, Canadian customs officer there. And she goes, citizenship. And I said, somebody just jumped off the bridge. She goes, what do you mean? I said, a guy right in front of me just jumped off the bridge. Goes, we'll take care of it. Citizenship. And away I went. So I don't know what I would imagine, of course, if they went right up there and, you know, looked for the body and recovered the car, but that's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.